Make your plans now to join us for the G3 National Conference, September 30th through October 2nd, as we'll gather for Christian fellowship and the worship of God through song and the preached word. Our theme for the 2021 conference will be centered on biblical Christology. You can find registration details at g3men.org. Get 15% off by mentioning code G3BAR. That's G3BAR.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yo, welcome to the bar, come on and pull up a seat and open up your Bible, what a wonderful feast. The living bread, and we're discussing what it means for the streets, the inner cities and the burbs and every person we meet. This is where we challenge worldviews that we hear from world news. In light of the scripture, we are here to serve you. We're your source for resources to help you on your way as you battle mean forces. This is for the people who can see the importance of sound theology and the scripture that support it. And this is for the truth lovers, biblically reforming, preaching Christ to the nations. Yeah, welcome to the Modern Reformation, yeah.
The Bar, biblical and reformed.
Welcome everybody to The Bar. It's your boy Dwayne in the building, right back in here another Tuesday. Super excited as always to be coming through your speakers, through your earbuds, wherever you listen to The Bar. We're grateful that you're listening. And I love to start every show. I know it's a broken record, but I have to thank the listeners for tuning into The Bar. You guys make this fun. You make this special. And I'm just excited, man, about what we're doing here at The Bar Podcast, as well as The Bar Network. And if you're not familiar with the network, I advise you go to thebarpodcast.com, click on the network tab, and check out all the shows on the network. Also, what I do every Tuesday is I bring in awesome guests, and this awesome guest is part of a duo, and they were so special, they had to get separate shows because they're special like that. But I have on none other than Ms. Lauren. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you so much for having us on the program. I know when we found out it was going to be 30 minutes, we were like, wow, how are we going to talk in that short amount of time?
Because every week.
We talk so much. You're just a blessed man to be able to do that.
Well, it's a very simple format, and it's worked. I've been able to maintain it. And I always joke and tell new podcasters that 30 minutes is the average person's commute. So I just want to be there, ride to work every morning, you know?
I love that. That's a good point. Yeah. I'm going to remember that.
Yeah. There you go. Well, Lauren, so let's jump right in. Introduce yourself, whatever you want to share, whether personal or professional. Give you the floor to do that right here.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, thank you. So my name is Lauren Herford, and I am a co-host of the Tulips and Honey podcast. We have a network, Tulips and Honey Hub, where we have several other podcasters. So I guess the best part to start is just that I grew up outside of church. And when I was in my early teens, we started going to church with some family friends. My mom, who was previous to that a Wiccan, got saved. I hope. I don't know her heart, but she's professing Christian now. And I was proclaimed saved next to her. I was baptized next to her. I didn't have any clue about what Christianity was. It took over a decade of idolatry before. In 2015, on July 4th, God graciously saved me. A street preacher from Texas sent me a Paul Washer sermon. And I had never heard anything like that before, of course. So right. God graciously saved me on that day. And about a year or so later, I started a blog. And then I guess middle of last year, I started a podcast. I wanted to better use my time for the glory of God. And then I started adding other podcasts to it. And now here we are. It's insane.
That is so awesome. That's an amazing testimony. You know, like I said, growing up outside of the church, and then, you know, going through the transition. So talk about the transition from what you thought was Christianity into, you know, once you got that Paul Washer sermon, and talk about that transition and how things just started to open up for you.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. I was in a Pentecostal Word of Faith church. So my husband and I met there and we married there, and he and I had never spoken in tongues or anything to that effect, but we were just very confused and we didn't understand why nothing that we were being taught actually meshed well with scripture. And so after a few years, my daughter came along. We got married in 2008. We had our daughter in 2010. So we were very young. I was 20. He was 19 when we got married. And then, so our daughter came along, and I think that pushed him further into the questions. He was questioning things more at that point. Now he had responsibility to teach, you know, another human being. He was very concerned. So he was asking all these questions, and I was not worried about the questions. I was just trying to earn my way to heaven, repeating the sinner's prayer over and over again. Very idolatrous, very, very religious on the outside, whitewashed tombs. And then slowly, as he's asking these questions and realizing things actually don't make sense, this isn't making any sense. So I was sort of already primed for that sermon, but I had still never heard the gospel and the law. So I didn't understand why Jesus needed to die. I had actually asked, like, why didn't God just send somebody less important? Why did it need
to
be?
It's a fair question.
Yeah, it didn't make any sense because I didn't understand my own sin in light of God's righteousness. And so at that point, whenever I received that, I was posting, you know, Creflo Dollar, Joyce Meyer stuff. And so I was very into the Word of Faith. And I think that street preacher probably saw those things and had discernment enough to send me that. And I realized as I'm listening to Paul Washer explain that pigs love slop, sinners love sin, but a true Christian hates their sin. And I knew I didn't hate my sin. I was definitely in love with my sin. And I went to the restroom that night. It was 4th of July. Everybody else is out. We're in this hotel in this random little town in North Dakota. And I went to the bathroom and cried out to God. I knew I didn't deserve it. And I knew that God would be completely just in not giving it to me. And I went to bed, and the next day I woke up and my desires were new. My old desire for sin was disgusting to me at that point. I wanted to be in God's word. The first scripture I read was in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, that those who think they know not what they ought.
Right.
That summed up my whole decade of false conversion. I thought I knew a lot.
Right.
But I didn't know anything.
That is awesome. I love that. And it's funny because your timeline is like almost with mine. Obviously, I'm older.
No kidding.
But I got married in 2008 as well.
No way.
Yeah, I did. July the 19th, 2008.
No kidding.
And we actually, I grew up, you know, missionary Baptist, and my wife was going to a huge Word of Faith church in South Carolina. So I moved here. And became, you know, I was a part of, I was speaking in tongues and of that stuff.
So that must have been totally different than what you grew up in.
Oh yeah, it was totally different. And because to me, I thought it was the next level. I thought like, okay, this is, you know, and I just came to the realization why I turned to the Word of Faith, because I'm an athlete. And so if you think about athletics, the professionals and the best at those athletics, where do you find them? They're on TV. So I assume preachers that are on TV were the best. They were the ones playing at a high level. And so that's why I turned to the Creflo Dollar, the TD Jakes and all that. So that blesses me to hear your story, because it's kind of along the same line. I went through that same, transition. So here's the thing, you know, me and my wife, we're still working through some things. So as far as being a wife, you know, in that transition, as far as, you know, the Word of Faith and stuff, and then more sound biblical doctrine, talk about things that helped you or helped make it smooth. I mean, I know your husband wasn't beating you over the head with it. Like, how did that go?
Oh, that's such a good question. Yeah. He was very great at asking questions. He actually, at the same night that I heard that sermon from Paul Washer, he heard it. So we were in the same place and got saved at the same time, thanks to that. But after that, he was very patient. And also, he had already been detoxing from all of that false doctrine, but I hadn't. So I was I was a couple of years behind him, I think. And he was very patient. And what helped me as a wife was that he would ask questions instead of demand. Or even argue. Yeah. Yeah. He definitely is great at just taking it to the scripture, pointing it out, maybe reading it to me, and then just asking, what about, mm-hmm. you know, what do you think about this scripture in light of that teaching? And so we were able to slowly grow like out that. Of that, but I still have thoughts all the time that are like, gosh, I'm starting to get sick. I better not tell anybody.
Right. Or yeah, don't want to speak it. Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, it's residue. It's the residue.
Yeah. It is. It takes forever. Yeah. And I had to start from scratch with scripture because I actually became very imbalanced right away. And my husband was so great and patient and very gracious with me. I went straight from basically, antinomianism where you don't know law to, okay, I love God's law now. And so I want to strictly follow it. And I found this group of like Hebrew converts that were following it strictly. Yep. And I was like, yes, I'm going to follow all the Sabbaths and everything. And so he was, bless his heart. He was so patient through that. And God graciously led me away from all of that and continued in the scriptures, but it helped for him to be always putting before me godly preachers as well.
Right.
And so he encouraged, you know, Vodi Bakum, John MacArthur, more Paul Washer, all of that stuff. And any books that I wanted to read, he was always encouraging me to make sure that, you know, if I needed time to sit and read, that he would give me that. And if I needed time for prayer, he would take care of things in the house. And so, yeah, that was very helpful as a wife to have him be patient with me. I'm sure it was difficult. I can't imagine that it was easy for him. But yeah, he was very gracious about it and encouraging. Yeah, very encouraging to me.
That is awesome. He's teaching me a thing or two right now as you explain that. I'm thinking of ways that I can improve on that. So big hats off to the hubby for that, for sure. Tell him I said so. Well, actually, here. Yeah, but no, that's really, really, really good. And I know my listeners are going to take something away from that. I know I have just instantly. What comes to mind is setting aside time for my wife to do, you know, the study or to do the prayer and helping with that because we have small kids. So I definitely that's a good one right there for sure.
It's hard with small kids for sure.
Yeah.
Focusing is difficult, you know, whenever you're hearing, I can hear a newborn baby cry on the other side of Walmart and get distracted. And I'm like, what? There's a baby in need.
Right.
So it's hard for moms to shut that off long enough to pray. And
I would,
the first year was really difficult just realizing that I was lost and all of the people that I knew around me. Cause at first I was angry. I was like, why did no one tell me? Surely somebody noticed that I was not saved. No one told me. And then as I grew my understanding, I realized it was because none of them had heard the gospel either. Mm-hmm. And I spent a lot of time in the laundry room with the door shut, just weeping. And he was very patient and would make sure I had tissues and things to that nature.
That's a great guy, man. We need to get him on the show.
I know. I'm blessed. I tell him that all the time. I'm like, you're the one that should have a podcast. I don't know why. But he likes to be in the supporting role, and he's very supportive. So, but I will still, I'm sure he'll listen. He'll be excited to hear this or embarrassed.
Right. One or the other. Good deal. So, you know, those that know me, know that podcasting is near and dear to my heart. I encourage people to podcast every chance I get. I help people start. How did you talk about how you guys got started in podcasting just in general and what prompted that? And then talk about what gave you the inspiration to build out into a network and expand.
Oh, great. Yeah. Okay. I love that. I love that story too. It's one of my favorites. So I read Ray Rhodes' Susie Spurgeon biography, where he's talking about how Susie used her time, how she was constantly, you know, sending out books and writing letters after Spurgeon had died. And I was very convicted whenever I read that, as although I was, you know, writing a blog, there was still a lot of my time during the day that wasn't being used for the glory of God. It was just sort of being wasted on like video games on my phone. And so, you know, those farms, they're not real. So they really, you know, they feel real when you're playing the little game and you're, you know, but it's not real. And I wanted to find something to use that time more wisely. And I didn't actually want my face anywhere. So I thought podcasting is great because then people won't have to look at my face. And so, and of course that stems back from being very prideful before I got saved. And so afterwards, now I don't like that. I try to avoid it, but I started a podcast. It was actually named Afterthought. And so it was a few months of me just drowning, not knowing what I'm doing. and being very awkward because I didn't have a co-host. I was talking to myself and I would bring on guests and things like that. Now, Ray Rhodes actually was my first interview that I ever did. And I was able to thank him for his book because it was so encouraging to me. Yeah. And then I sent a complimentary message to a lady on Instagram and her name turned out to be Becca. And I just was complimenting her on her graphics because they were very pretty, which isn't something I ever do because I'm not very social, which is a weird personality for podcasting, but there you go. And she started talking to me and complimenting my podcast and told me about how she was saved from the Word of Faith, which you guys will hear from her when she comes on. And so she joined me on the program and we just had a really good chemistry back and forth. And so in any ways, eventually she offered to be my full-time co-host if I needed one. And I was like, no one volunteers to help. Like that's right. So rare. I was like, yes, please. Thank you. I'll sign you up today. Right. And so we're putting out two podcasts a week and I'm thinking there's still all these other days of the week where my podcast has the ability to create and I can put as much content out there as I want. I have all these subscriptions that are being paid for, but there's, you know, we can't just keep doing each and every day a podcast. So I decided to offer podcasting to other people. And I let, you know, Becca know that I was going to bring in other groups to podcast with us, kind of like a channel. And we thought that would take about a year to find other people. But within like a couple of weeks, we had a few other people sign up.
Wow.
So it happened a lot quicker than we thought, and we were very blessed to bring in. We have the Aquila and Priscilla Hour on Tuesdays and the Check and Low Show on Fridays, and then we have three new groups that are coming in. They haven't actually started yet, and so it's been a whirlwind, but it's been a blessing. We've been able to use our time and our energy more to the glory of God, and Becca has brought us into YouTube. She's really, really good at graphics and things of that nature, and so I relented to put my face up, but only if she agreed that I could constantly be making as goofy of faces as possible. So
there you go.
I spend a full hour making really weird faces throughout my entire video.
Nice. That is awesome. That is awesome to hear. I love that so much. Just like I said, I'm a big, big fan of podcasting. And I applaud you for being brave enough to step out by yourself. That's really cool.
Thank you.
And I think I met a couple that's on your network. Which
you
show
did.
Is that?
That's the Chuck and Low Show. Yeah, that's they were it. Very yeah. blessed by that. I was so excited to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I hung out with them a little bit at the conference. That was really good. Really good people. And definitely excited for that connection.
The Bar Podcast will be back right after these messages.
Hey, what's going on? This is your boy, Pastor Chris Hernandez.
And this is Jimmy De Los Santos.
And we're your boys from SolarCast.
We're just a couple of average guys who came out of the charismatic movement to a reformed understanding of theology.
That's right. Catch us with a new episode every Tuesday morning on all the platform networks, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and the like.
You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at @Sola_Cast.
Also search for us on Facebook. Like the page, share the page.
Let's get to the meat.
Let's do it.
And now, back to the Bar Podcast. Here's your host, Dwayne Atkinson.
All right, we're back in here with my new friend, Lauren. So glad to have you on the show. Definitely have enjoyed your testimony and just hearing about things that God is doing. And that's what we do at the bar. We love to promote other folks and what they're doing because someone listening may become the hugest Tulip and Honey fan, just off of this show. And I hope that's the case. And back in my hometown, there's a radio show. This guy, his call name is the Friendly Boy. And so he would say, you know, stop by such and such and tell him the Friendly Boy sent you. So if y'all follow, Tulips and Honey, make sure you let them know that you heard them on the Bar Podcast. So Lauren, I love to end the show with my three signature questions. These are three questions I ask all of my guests. And these questions I've asked everybody from Steve Lawson to Mark Dever to everybody that's been on my show that has answered these three questions. So the first signature bar question is, what kind of music do you listen to?
Okay, so I'm really not a big music person. If I listen to music at all, yeah, I have like sensory overload issues. So lots of different sounds at once can kind of distract me, but I really like Shai Lin. If I'm going to listen to music at all, I like it to have a, I guess it's kind of a little bit more like talking than music, but I like that better. It's a little bit more theological, and I'm learning as I go, and it helps me memorize. Like he's got scriptures all throughout. My little 9-year-old can completely do false teacher front to back to front. It's really cute.
Nice. So. Nice. Okay. Next signature bar question is, what book or books are you currently reading?
Okay. So currently I am actually, and I have it in front of me so I can actually make sure that I don't put it down. I'm currently reading Putting Off Life Dominating Sins by Susan Heck. And also on my Kindle, because I usually read or listen to audiobooks, I'm reading The Two Kingdoms by, oh, shucks, I knew I was going to forget his name. The Two Kingdoms, I guess, is a book that sort of details Martin Luther's opinion about how we're in this kingdom, but we're of the kingdom of God. So it's been really fascinating.
Awesome. And last signature bar question, what podcasts or sermons do you listen to?
Okay, so I'm really excited about this one. And I thought long and hard too, because I know that you're probably tired of already hearing. Of course, we all listen. We listen to The Bar.
That's the given.
Yeah, that's why I knew these questions were coming. But I do love, I love listening to our podcasts that we have on there. We keep each other scriptural by listening to one another. That way, sure, if we hear anything that's wrong. So I do that. And then I have the Cave to the Cross Apologetics. It's two guys, they go through books chapter by chapter. I absolutely love that. It helps me so much just listening to their reviews. And then the Women at the Table is a couple of ladies. They're really, really funny. They're both Reformed. And so it's really fun to listen to them. And sermons, definitely Vody Bachum is my favorite. Probably followed after by Steve Lawson and then John MacArthur. Steve Lawson and Vody Bachum, boy, they're fighting for it, because the Bible studies, the Bible study that Lawson does is, whew, that's such a blessing to me. I'm glad he tells us as ladies that we can listen. So yeah.
That's it'd be hard to restrict that, you know.
I know. Like I'm listening, but secretly.
Right. That's funny. No, that's awesome. Good list. And actually I took note of your book suggestion with the Susie Spurgeon as well. Cause that's pretty cool. I'm gonna see if I can get that for my wife.
She'll be so blessed by it, brother. Really. That book, it's amazing. I've read it half a dozen times. It's wonderful.
Nice. Sounds good. Okay. All right. Well, I always love to, at the end of the show, give you the floor to close us out. Well, just let me know, as far as announcements goes, cause this may be a little later. But just understand that. But give us a word of encouragement, word of closing, and let everybody know where to find you and the network.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, I just want to thank you again so much for having me on the program and letting me come and talk with your audience. You've been a blessing to all of us. I've heard from my other podcasting friends that they've been blessed by your podcast. And I'm thankful for all of your listeners that are checking in right now. You guys, one of our favorite things at Tulips and Honey to do is to pray for anyone that is in need of prayer. So if you contact us, we have our website, 5solas.online. We're on Facebook at Tulips and Honey Hub and on Instagram at t.and.h.hub. Yeah, there you go. And I'm on Twitter. I know it's a confusing thing. Somebody on Instagram has Tulips and Honey and they're not even using it anymore. We can't get it, but so it's kind of confusing, but you can reach us at any of these social media sites and we're blessed to be able to pray for you. And hopefully this can be a blessing to all of your listeners to continue to use your time wisely, use it to the glory of God, because we don't know when our time is going to be up here and we're not going to take any of that wood, hay, or stubble with us. So yeah, use your time for the glory of God. That's it.
That's awesome. Yeah, I was going to fuss at y'all about that Instagram. I'm like, what in the
so bad.
We got to figure something out. I'm help y'all brainstorm on that one.
I need help with that.
Oh,
maybe
man,
I should just call
stuff.
It the hub.
Change something. We'll figure hub. It out. We're going to figure it out. I'm going to help y'all out on that. Because I was like, T that, what? Okay.
The dots. There shouldn't be any dots.
Yeah, we got to figure it out. But anyway, listen, Lauren, I really enjoyed talking to you. I appreciate you taking time out of your schedule to come on the show. Definitely want to stay connected with you guys and work together in the way that we can. To the Bar listeners, make sure you tune in to your favorite podcast, The Bar Podcast, every Tuesday. Make sure you check out everything on the network. Sunday, we got Guys with Bibles. Those guys are brave to come out on the Lord's Day, but they're talking about the Bible. So here we go. Monday, we got Pastor Discussion. Tuesday, The Bar Podcast. Wednesday, Just Thinking. Thursday, we got Mario Esco Live. Friday, we got Bars, Biblical Reform Spitters, as well as every other Saturday, Truth and Fire, the podcast will be back. We also have added a new podcast to the network. It is the Solacast podcast. My brother's Chris just added to the network, and they come out on Tuesday as well. I told them they got to compete with me, so make sure you listen to The Bar first, and then you listen to them. Maybe. I'm just kidding. Love y'all to life, y'all. Make sure you go to thebarpodcast.com. Go to The Bar Gear. Pick up your bar gear. Until next time, God bless, and we are out. What's up, Bar listeners? It's finally here, the Bar exclusive content. Yes, that's right. You can sign up to receive exclusive content as low as $2 a week or $5 a month, $50 for the year to get exclusive content. What is the exclusive content? I'm glad you asked. The exclusive content is additional information from my guests, extra time with them in like the green moon setting, laid back, them asking me questions, I ask them questions, and also the Facebook group. You get an invitation to the Facebook group where we will have discount codes for the bar gear and many, many more. Make sure you sign up. The link's in the show notes. Join the VIP inside the bar group, and we'll see you there.